I'm with Nick Georgopoulos and Brett Bettler, and you guys, you know, Fish and Redfish Nation tour. And well, I guess one of the first questions, you know, there's a couple trails out there. Why did you choose to fish the Redfish Nation?
In reality, we fish two different tours. We fish the FLW and we fish the Redfish Cup. It's hard to really try to prefer one over the other, but we have to say that the Redfish Cup for us, we like it better. And the reason that we do is because all these venues are very unfamiliar to us. We've never been anywhere. This is our rookie season. And because of that, with the Cup, you do have an off-limits time. It kind of levels the playing field out somewhat, where with the FLW Tour, I can be guiding a party today, and I can go fish that same hole tomorrow. And unfortunately, when you're going in areas that you don't really know that well, it's hard to go fish against a guy in his backyard, especially when he was on the water the night before in his backyard, and then 30 days prior to that. Here at the Cup, you know, we have a 30-day no-information rule. Not only the 30-day no-information rule, you got a 10-day off-the-water rule. I think that really makes a difference in even out in the playing field. Not only that, these guys are the cream of the crop. They're the creme de la creme of the fishermen. We just thought if our rookie year we could come out and just weigh into a day, we'd be really excited about that. And so I'm really pleased that we have a chance to be here. You know, winning the Rookie of the Year title was really great for us, but being able to be in the Elite Series at the All-Stars with all these guys, it's just a real honor for me, and I think for Nick, too.
Well, Nick, I guess, you know, he's talking about the cream of the crop, but you guys are the cream of the crop. You're the rookies of the year, and you look back at this thing, and you go, man, we just come out here and try to go do a little fishing, and all of a sudden, Rookie of the Year status.
That's what happened there, and I mean, just all we can do is thank God for that. And just like Brett said, I mean, we came into this thing, you know, at the beginning of the year. Brett says, listen, we just need to concentrate on getting two fish in a boat every tournament. Two fish. And that's what we concentrated on all year long. You know, I can't say enough about Sealy Outdoors, the Redfish Nation all in one. You go to different venues and there'll be people out there that will be commending you for not taking local information. So, I mean, you know, just like Brett said, these guys are the best of the best. And I don't even know how to put it in words. It's just awesome to be able to fish with these guys. I've dreamed about it all my life and just so happy to be here. It's not even funny.
Well, you know, in this particular tournament, which is an all-star event, you have to catch a fish that's right at 26 inches. That's what you want to do. If you got one as long as your name, Nick, then you'd probably be in good business. Georgopoulos, you know, you look at that name, he probably about 26 inches long there.
Well, there's 26 letters in it, so yeah, you're right there. If we had 2 26s today, we would have been in real good shape. But we'll have to see how it turns out here. You know, weighing in 9.5 pounds, a little over 9.5 pounds, with the weather that we're dealing with today, you know, this thing could shake out to our advantage. We'll see what happens.
Well, I guess, Brett, one thing comes to mind, you know, we think about bass fishermen or people that fish, you know, different types of environments. But you really, when you think about redfishing, you guys are under the same environments. I mean, today you have a cold front, you have, you know, the wind blowing, a lot of those kind of things. Really no difference in any kind of fishing, tarpon fishing, redfishing, whatever. You got to go out there and find them, you got to put them in a boat.
Absolutely. And you know what? This is the greatest thing about redfishing is that any good bass fisherman can make an easy transition from being a bass fisherman into the redfishing if they're a good bass fisherman. You know, I'm an old bass fisherman. I used to be an instructor at the ProTech School of Bassman, Santee Cooper, a guide for a lot of years down there. And so I come from a bass fishing background and professionally for quite a while. And this was kind of a natural transition for me. Once you start learning how to understand the fish, I think anybody can cast a rod. Anybody can go out there and learn how to work a lure. Anybody can throw a bait. It's when you start understanding the fish. And redfish act a whole lot like bass do, too. I mean, they can be affected by the cold fronts. They're definitely tidal influence where bass and hydroelectric lakes can be influenced by when they're generating power, when they're not. So you can take a lot of that same knowledge that bass fishermen have and apply it to what we're doing today. And I think that it's a good idea for bass fan to start getting into the inshore fishing because it's going to draw a lot of bass anglers into this. It's something that they'll enjoy. They're not on a 5,000-acre lake catching a fish with a name that they've caught 47 times before. You know, the water here is vast. You can travel hundreds of miles if it's in your time limit. And I think it's just something that bass fishermen can get excited about. And with the same tackle they have, they can use at home, they can use right here today.
That's the best commercial I've ever heard for being able to be a bass fisherman and a red fisherman. He's really good at that. And, you know, I guess when you have both of those experiences, you know, you think about it and you compare it. One of the reasons I think everybody wants to compare bass fishing and red fishing probably is it's a lot of the same techniques, maybe a little bit of the same shallow water fishing. But in reality, it's also about the crowds. It's about the people. It's about getting that TV exposure. It's about the sponsors. It's about all those kind of things as well. And if redfish takes off like we think it will, well here at Inshore Fan, we definitely think that it's going to be exactly the same kind of sport for you guys. What do you think, Nick?
Well, you hit the nail right on the head. Without the sponsors and stuff, none of us would be here today to do these things. You know, our particular sponsor, Walter Munoz for Contractors Payroll Service, without that man, you know, just like Brett was saying earlier, we asked God for a good sponsor at the beginning of the year, and he sent us an angel. I mean, without that man right there, none of this would have been able to happen. You know, we got to thank him utmost out of everybody.
Well, you think about Rookie of the Year now, there's going to be probably a few doorbells being rung here in the next few weeks and you know, days ahead for you guys because, hey, you've got something now you can hang your hat on and say, hey, look now, we're not just a, you know, a bunch of pretty faces out here. We can catch them.
Yeah, I mean, that gets us excited. You know, winning the Rookie of the Year title was really great. Winning the 2006 National Championship and getting both titles was something that we really couldn't imagine. And maybe it will open up some eyes. You know, maybe we'll earn just a little bit of respect and maybe them guys can go, hey, you know, maybe they can catch one once in a while. You know, this, the old blind squirrel can find a nut every once in a while. And we just go out there and we try to find our two fish just like a squirrel tries to find the two nuts. So hopefully having a double title, you know, we're the first rookie team to ever win the national championship on top of it. So, God, it's been a blessing and we're excited about it. And we're willing to take anything that comes along with it. But like I said, if it wasn't for the sponsors of every gentleman that's here fishing, they wouldn't be here. And if it wasn't for Walter, we wouldn't be here either. So we have to thank Contractor Payroll Services. And I think that's another opportunity that people need to understand is that when you look here, when I back in the bass fishing days I was from, every boat was a rod and reel, was line, was lures. Now look at the boats around you. Now you have the Gain detergent boat, you know, you have X Tools, Contractor Payroll Services, people that are unaffiliated with fishing. Just shows you how popular this is getting and how beneficial it could be for some of these sponsors to jump on board.
Well, I gotta tell you, you know, you said you might be able to catch a fish. I think you've proven you can catch a fish, and I think that's going to be big dividends for you. You know, I look at this sport, and, you know, I'm a Yankee. I come from Illinois and get a chance to, you know, come down here once in a while and that kind of stuff, but lived a lot of my life in Florida. And you look back now, and I say, man, I wish I'd have got into this redfish thing, because, number one, they pull like gorillas. Number two, look what it's turning into.
That's the truth right there. Shoot, I don't even know where to start from on that side of things, but after, you know, the last 5 or 6 years, it has. Redfishing has come up from nothing. And, you know, 5, 6 years ago, you couldn't do this. It's getting better and better. Sponsors are coming in. They're getting televised, you know, TV time. And so it's getting good for the sponsors. It's getting even better for us. And I just hope it keeps going in the up and up.
Well, Brett Bentler and George Joplis, thanks for being with me. And congratulations on a great year.
Appreciate it.
Oh, thank you so much. We appreciate it.
I'm Terry Brown. This is Inshore Radio.